Josh, what happened to you?
Sunday morning, I was walking my dog Pumpernickel.
Now, who's that?
My dog Pumpernickel.
Oh, right.
And I spotted a deer. It appeared to be a young deer.
Now, can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
You don't got to say exactly, but where was the walk happening? On the street?
Yeah, on the street.
Just on the street?
Yeah, I mean, there are deer all over the place.
I thought you maybe doing a little trail walking.
I wasn't.
Right in the hood, huh?
Yeah. And this deer was just standing on a driveway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was actually right to the next to a driveway. It was munching on some grass.
Well, hello there.
Was it? It was a deer, not a doe.
It was. It looked to be a young deer.
Antlers?
No. None. It was not. It was not armed with antlers.
What small?
And it wasn't a baby though. So it made eye contact with me, and I was on the same side of the street as the deer. It made eye contact with me, and usually when that happens, you know, it'll maybe walk away because they're timid.
They're skittish.
They're skittish. They're prey, and that's what they do.
And they're suicidal because there's no other creature in the world that loves to just do a half gainer in front of a Toyota Tercel the way a deer does. But in person, outside of a car, they usually run off into the brush.
It didn't break the gaze, though.
So
it kept staring at me.
Oh boy!
Okay,
it was. I've never encountered a deer like that before. Usually, they'll walk away or run away or just go back to eating. But it kept looking at me, and as I continued to walk, as I was looking at it,
how far away are you now?
Can
you use something in this room to gauge?
Yes.
Or was it further than this room? Like from here to that wall away, or further than that wall?
Just a little farther than that wall.
Okay, that's pretty close.
Yeah, it was very
10
close.
10 yards, maybe? 10,
something
15
like
yards?
That.
You could see its dark, soulless eyes.
Yeah. So as I continued to walk, it followed my gaze.
Oh, like it just tracked you? The way, like,
right.
If you hold a treat above a dog's head, its eyes will track it through the room?
Yeah, and so its tail started wagging, and I think it's kind of like a warning sign to other deer, even though there were no other deer next to it. And then it started stomping its feet.
Whoa! Okay.
It's
okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
I was
going
to take you to task because on my schedule it says Spiegel almost attacked by deer, and I was going to say, "Were you really?" But this thing's stomping its feet now.
Because at first I thought you just saw a deer,
yeah.
But now this thing's getting antsy.
So I was surprisingly calm. Of course, the dog didn't even notice. The deer.
I was going to ask, did she at any moment try and defend, even snarl?
She didn't even do nothing to help.
She didn't see it. See it there.
Because Scott had a good theory at the beginning of the show. You're on a walk that maybe the deer saw the dog.
Yeah, I think the deer was responding to the dog and not you.
But it looked into your eyes.
It did. And even as I got a couple of two, three driveways down, so I'm quite a bit away from it, I turned around. It was still looking at me. It was so weird. It was because I don't know if there was something wrong with it.
It didn't
what
like
time
your
of day
smell.
Is this?
It was at 6:30 in the morning.
Okay, so it may have still been out because they forage. I don't know anything about deer. Is everything I'm about to say? I'm just talking out of my ass. But don't they like to forage in the dawn and the dusk?
Yeah,
for,
they're
for
supposed
berries
to.
And
but
trim.
I see them all the time.
All the
it's
time
like
now.
They've broken the pact.
Yeah, right.
This one has been excommunicated from the rest of the deer community.
So I don't know if it had rabies or if it had some. I think there's some kind of a disease called Jacob Creutzfeldt disease, something like called. And it's
this Jacob Creutzfeldt's fellow sounds like
and
an
it's
asshole.
Like eats your brain. Something like that.
You think that's
like,
what it had? You think it was
maybe.
The brain was getting eaten?
It had the Last of Us disease where it's growing mushrooms out of its head.
It didn't look sick to me, but it was acting very. I never encountered a deer like that.
No, you didn't notice any crust around the mouth?
No,
no funk
yeah,
around the
foaming?
Eyeballs?
Was it foaming? Was the mouth foaming?
Didn't see foam.
No,
no foam?
Okay.
Hmm.
No foam.
Well, watch we're going to take a break.
Spiegel was almost attacked by a deer. When was this? Over the weekend?
When you taking Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, 6:30, walking around the Boston area, taking Pumpernickel for a walk. Deer stares Spiegel in the eye as he walks by, never breaks the gaze of Spiegel. As he continues to walk, stomps his feet. The deer stomps its, hooves. His hooves?
It looked like it had shoes.
Stomped his shoes.
A deer with boots.
The deer was tap dancing in front of Spiegel.
That little tip cup in front of it.
And as Spiegel walked and continued off into the distance, the deer continued to just death stare you.
Just stared a hole clean through you, never broke its gaze. Now, it never, outside of stomping, did it walk towards
you? Did it charge?
You?
Or, yeah, no, like approach?
It may have taken a few steps.
Oh!
In your direction?
Well, as I was walking away. Oh. As I was walking away, but nothing too aggressive, okay? I can be pretty intimidating.
Come at me, bro!
Text here says at 56332 says, deer kill more people per year than mountain lions, bears, and wolves combined. They are one of the deadliest wild animals in the U.S.
Oh,
you could be dead right now.
I know we are all about conserving animals and taking care of wildlife, but a deer, man, those things are suicidal. They have zero self-preservation instinct. They wander. This is your second encounter with a deer, by the way. This happens over the weekend, and then a half a year ago, one just wanders onto your porch and dies.
Oh, right. That's true.
Yeah. You got a nefarious history with deer.
Sometimes when I leave in the morning, they're just, like, hanging out, lying down on the lawn.
Yeah, Louis C.K. is a great, on Chewed Up, his special Chewed Up, look it up, speaks great bit about deer. Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, they suck. 410-338-1098, and Josh, I'll let you take a pick, because theories abound. Someone says that the deer was had a disease. Someone said that the deer had offspring nearby.
That's what I've heard.
Someone who has studied zoology believes that the deer was looking to mate with you.
I'd go with third call.
All right, we're going to go with that one.
Sounds
right there.
Sounds the most plausible.
Good morning to you, Charlie in Cockeysville, our resident zoologist.
Morning, guys.
Morning. What say you about the deer that made a play at Josh?
Yeah, so Josh, real quick, did it have horns or did it not have horns?
No,
so, like, was it a buck or was it a doe?
It was a doe.
Didn't have even little ones like this?
Not that I saw.
Okay.
And you said it wagged its tail, right?
Wagged its tail, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And then it stomped its feet, front or rear?
Front.
Okay. Well, this guy's very thorough. You're very thorough, sir.
So last question. Was its head down when it was looking at you or up? Like, was its chest out? You know what I mean?
Its head was up, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was up, I believe. I believe it was up. You know, it's so hard to... It was very traumatic.
Did
I
the deer want to... Josh?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like what it would do to a buck if it was trying to kind of get some.
Damn.
Oh, wow,
I missed another opportunity.
So I think Josh might be misunderstanding.
Yeah, it was just making sexual advances at him.
But can't they get... They could get aggressive if they want to... If they want to F, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your lack of experience might be the problem. I think it wasn't trying to attack. It was looking to get a little.
Yeah, it was trying to bang.
Yeah, I'm a buck, and I like to...
What you mean by lack of experience?
It smelled Spiegel's pheromones, and he knew that he was a sexual tyrannosaurus with a strong record of heterosexuality.
I was thinking the other way.
Oh, that he's a virgin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The deer wanted to take Spiegel's virginity.
I have it on your authority.
He is not. I got it.
Well, the conversation
was... Would you let a deer take your virginity?
Well, I mean, it depends how desperate I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
So definitely, then.
Yeah.
So definitely.
All right, Josh. Quick game of Mary Kill, deer, ferret, or German Shepherd.
Probably a deer. German Shepherd.
I'm going to put this guy on hold. Mike, get his information. He is now the show's resident zoologist. Let's go to Andrew, another expert joining us on the phone. God, we have ourselves just a gaggle of geniuses. You are from Edgewater, and you're a vet.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yes, I am. How are you?
Now, as in fought in a theater of war or veterinarian?
Veterinarian.
Very nice.
Well, hopefully you won't be as rude as the last call.
And I would just like to go on record as saying Josh is the dead opposite of a virgin.
He's a stud.
What do you have, sir? What light can you shed on this? It seems like a lot of the texters are saying the deer was just acting perfectly normal. That's what deers do.
Kids.
Deer do.
Yeah, so I have a couple quick points to make. One, I think I have to agree with the previous caller. It's likely a behavioral thing. But a couple of other clarification points. One, regarding the texter and the number of deaths, I think that statistic takes into account car accidents caused by deer.
Probably all car, all, the whole thing sounds
very
like
good point,
accidents.
Sir. It's a very good point.
And then two, the disease that Josh was referring to before sports was it's Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
Yeah.
Is what it's called, and that's the human equivalent of mad cow disease.
Whoa,
that
nice.
Can occur naturally. So the disease that Josh is trying to refer to is a chronic wasting disease.
Right.
And that's not a threat to people at all.
Okay, but it's found in deer.
Yes. Okay, yeah, so and it can cause if so. I think the previous caller was writing that as a behavioral issue, but if the deer was diseased, it was either that, the chronic wasting disease. They can also get a meningeal worm, brain worm, that can cause
brainworm
like this.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Yep. And then in regards to you're concerned about rabies, they can get rabies, and I've heard instances where deer have chased after people.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Josh, run!
Just beats her ass.
A texter says that stomping of the foot and the tail wagging is a warning to other deer. The deer probably had fawns nearby.
Hey, guys, heads up. Got ourselves a real liberal newsman over here. He's headed to the forest to spread his Zionist agenda. Watch out. Got a real piece of work over here, fellas. Hide your fawns.
Hey, let me ask, have you seen the famous video of the hunter being attacked by a buck? It's like a 10-point buck. And
it's hilarious.
Okay, it's, whoa, watch out, dump that.
He said it's hilarious.
Oh, I thought he said the S is hilarious. Sorry about that. Oh, I thought I heard an S word. Was that deer rabid, or was that deer just fired up?
Well, I can't say for sure, but it was likely fired up and was probably protecting something.
Gotcha. It's 401k. All right.
Very good. Well, I'm going to. Very comprehensive information.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Let's do one more. Right. Thank you so much. Yeah. We've had two experts. Now let's talk to someone who's dealt with this firsthand. Jared and Towson, your brother was attacked by a deer.
What's up? Morning.
Morning.
Hey, boys. So my brother and I had this longstanding bet that he thought he was like an Indian or something, a primal hunter, and he decided that he was going to jump out of a low-hanging tree onto a deer and try and wrestle it to its death.
God, wow.
Well, we're in the hills of West Virginia a couple of years ago, and he attempted to do this. So we had a little feeder under the tree. He jumped out of the tree, and this female deer proceeded to kick the living you-know-what out of his ass.
Wow. Yeah.
I was about 100 yards away videotaping, and it is probably the funniest video I have ever seen.
And you never once thought of dropping the camera and going to help?
Not at all. Not at all. I had to win the bet.
Yeah, you just gotta let nature take its course and have that deer beat your brother's ass.
That's it.
What kind of injuries
Stephanie
did he walk
Rawlings,
away with?
Blake.
All right.
Elevator, Four Seasons.
All right. Good talk.
Oh. I don't know what that
means. Well, that's the guy he said he had an affair, remember, with not having an affair, that she came on to him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice. What floor, Captain?
Oh, yeah.